Hello, everybody. Hello, hello. Okay,
Hello.
I hear a voice. Okay. So I don't know. I sent yesterday after the I ran out. I'm sorry. I sent that piece from Rav Zone. With the I like to look at that, and then today I sent a different piece, right, for which was really not necessary for today, but the piece on the Rashi and the love, the essay of Buddha the Kohen Gadol. What is that? What is the essay? Okay, anyway, let's first look at again. Let's go over yesterday. So we have the Gemara again. The Gemara says that Iser Kedusha is Iserei Drabbana, Shneios. That's what the Gemara wanted to say. Iser Kedusha Shneios, Midirei Seifim. From my card, Iser Kedusha. So Abaye says, "Kol mekayim divrei chachamim nikra kaddish." So Rava asked him, "Kaddish shu d'lo mikve, Rosh Hashanah, lo mikve?" Because you're implying, if you don't do it, you're not called a Russian. So what exactly was Rava's kasha? Not clear. And then with Rava, "Kaddish at mechavim butzelach." Rashi, very unclear. Kaddish Atzmacha V'Amod Uri. Anyone know what Rashi means? Kaddish Atzmacha V'Amod Uri Zoher After Mutter Adolfi and Shnei Samaterlach Arayt Ina Dei Arayt the Sermon of Tyre V'Amod Uri Zoher. I have no idea what Rashi means. Rashi adds the words Kaddish Asbukalamod of the Zohar. What are those words supposed to mean? I don't know. Kaddish Asbukalamod of the Zohar. Rashi sounds like he's saying that it's not just that you don't do it, but you're doing a positive ma'aseh of not doing it. I don't know. Any idea what Rashi's saying?
Didn't Rebbe give a shir like 14 years ago? Like
Well, I
yeah,
can't hear
the
you.
Kaddish spoke that there's like a positive that like there is a positive like my son from
Yeah, so therefore,
Yusha.
so what are you saying? Okay, I don't know. Okay, I suspect
In
what.
my experience with the Rashi and Chumash, I would read it together with the next Rashi.
And
And claim that whoever printed it, made a mistake, but.
that does read a little better. Kaddish Atmacha, be Mekash yourself to what? Namo
And now he further explains it. He further explains us what's this Lamed that he's learned.
In other words, it says Kaddish Atmacha, be Mutzalach. So how are you Mekash yourself with Mutzalach? Rather, Gemara's Rav is very unclear. How do you go ahead and be Kaddish Atmacha with the Mutzalach? What do? You pour the mutzalach on you. You don't. That's clear. So Rashi explains, how are you kaddish atzmacha by lamo the zohar af mutzalach? That's the word af. Af is that sounds right because af is not part of the Devei HaMaaskil. There's this. It's not like it's if in others.
All right.
So it's Pashas, you're right. The Divya Mouth was Kaish Asbacha. And I think Lambo is our Abba Mutalach. And then he explains it. Okay, I hear that sounds good. So we found the print a mistake in the printer.
It would need more
Research, okay. But that sounds like a very good possibility. Okay, so we did this piece from the Meira Dechaya, and I pronounce it. Anyone know the proper pronunciation? That's not my specialty. The Meira Dechaya apparently is this. Who is it?
I know. Well, we know that he has to be a Sephardi. Now we know.
No, he has to be this Friday. Yes. I'm just trying to see. Who is he?
So I tried yesterday to research. It seems like from like 200 to 200, 250 years ago, I think.
And they tell you usually who these Sfarim are. I can't find it. Here it is. So it was, he was Nifter Tavkuf Mem Hei. So he was Nifter already 250 years ago, basically. Okay. So he was, okay. So it's about, okay, around 250 years ago. And he was in Tunis. Okay. So what does he say? He explains, first explains the Gemara's Kasha. Says in the Akar that Shaina Mikhaim Likud Russia, the high tasting Mikhaim Likud Skadish. So it sounds like he's saying that the Kasha is that if you do something that if you don't do it, you're a Russia, so you can't call him a Kaddish. Kaddish means that he's like some super person. You mean a super person? He's doing what he's supposed to do. He's not going to do it, he's going to be a Rasha. So that's not a Kaddish. Tirith Rabba, Kaddish, Kaddish, Azamutala, Shemoysef, Al Asmo, Lasser, Hamutter. The Hainu Shnias. So I do explain why he's a Kaddish. Why is he a Kaddish? So we don't know how did he, what's he saying? What's the answer? Question is, why are you a Kaddish? You're just doing what you have to do. There it is. Kaddish. Kadesh Yadayarai.
Rabbi, I thought it's a gear problem. In other words, I thought the problem is that saying that mitzvah lishmaya devi chachamim is too bechlolus. It makes much more sense. Because, it doesn't make sense to be so bechlolus that that's called kaddish just because you listen to the chachamim. If you don't listen, you're also a rasha. It makes much more sense. Maybe the guys were saying this yesterday. It makes much more sense to be called if we're going to say that it's a Shnius it's a mitzvah kedusha. It makes much more sense to go on a specific mitzvah, not only just a specific mitzvah, but a specific mitzvah of a arayus, and that's what makes much more sense to be called a mitzvah kedusha. It's not that he's kaddish versus anything else. It makes more sense in the Gemara to be called the Rava makes more sense.
I don't get it so yet. I'm sorry. Teretz Rabba Kaddish Asmacha the Mutterloch Shemoysef Al Asmo Vahasor HaMutter. The Hainu Shnias
That's referring to shnius. That makes sense in mitzvah kedusha. Not stamas like mitzvah shvayidiv chachamim. All the mitzvahs are like that. This is specific to. That's why shnius is called kedusha.
Okay, I hear. I don't really see that in his lashon so much. I mean that the hainu, but everything else he doesn't say dafka here. Kenetiris Rabbi Kanish Asa Mutterlach. Rabbi doesn't say anything about shnius. So that's like that's such a funny shot in Rabbi. Rabbi missed the point. Here it's Rabbi Kanish Asmach of the Mutterlach Shemoisif Al Asma Lasser Hamuster. The hainu shnius. Today, Shalom Yomi, the Arayas Chamur, Asuras Ben Atayra. The Mon Adon Aster Hamutter, Dino Shnias.
These words are almost, not that this necessarily helps us, but they're almost exactly Rashi's words, right? Very similar to Rashi.
Yes, I'm sure that our Rias, you know, the Rias is in our Tyrus. I mean, it's just last or a mutter. The whole thing is that not last or a mutter. Dainu Shnius, they say other Isser Arias and Torah. I don't know. I mean, the simple reading of him, but it doesn't sound at all right. Is that he's saying that Shnius is not really Aser Midrabanan. Kasha was. The academic kind of good Russia, so you just you're not a kaddish. Shemoyzev alasma laser hamutter. We're not talking about that you're machmer adavra aser. We're talking about that you're machmer adavra mutter. The hainu shnius. The shnius is really mutter. It's only and it's just kadesh leyav they arise as surabitayra. Okay, but that doesn't make sense. I don't think I would say such a thing.
It's going to make Rava argue on the Brisa. Abai and Rava are arguing, I'm shot, in the Brisa. The Brisa, Tanya Behuda said, Medivrei Seferim. Isser Kedusha Shnius Medivrei Seferim.
Yeah, I agree. It'd be very hard to say that Shnius is not really Usser.
What's wrong with saying that is Gufa what Rabbanan were trying to do. Rabbanan Gufa were trying to implement a concept of Kaddish Asbach of a Mutter. Like, what if a person himself is in a certain situation where something's Mutter to him, but he's afraid, yeah, that if he's going to do this, it might bring it to something else. Let's say in Arias. Yeah, and he holds back, you know, he's machmir on himself this thing. Wouldn't we say that that's a gedder of Kedusha, of Kaddish Asbach of a Mutter? So yeah. That's exactly the gzeira of Rabbanan over here was for the purpose of kaddish atzmecha b'mutar lach. We are asering on you something that is really mutar to you, but we're asering it through. Now it becomes aser, but the purpose of it is kaddish atzmecha b'mutar lach.
But he says not the purpose is kadesh layave de arayis asiris min atayra.
Right, that is the concept of kaddish atzmecha b'mutar lach.
So it's not for the purpose of being Kaddish, it's for the purpose...
No. The example that I gave is also not because all of a sudden this guy wants to be a Kaddish. He says, if I'm going to do this, I know it might bring me to a real Aveira. Yeah, so he prevents himself from doing a certain thing.
Yeah.
I would say that is a Kaddish Asmach HaMamutalach, according to this definition. So he's saying that is exactly what Rabbanan were doing to you over here.
Now that Rabbanan obligated you do it, so you're no longer a Kaddish Asma B'mutzalach because you're
doing. Rabbanan went ahead and did it to Kol Yachid V'Yachid. They went ahead. We are asking something that it really should be mutar to you, right? Because we don't want it to bring Lidei Arayis. That does make you into a Kaddish. we are bestowing upon you now, yeah, the fulfillment of Kadesh Atzmecha B'Mutalach.
No, it's a little hard to hear. In other words, the ma'isa, the whole thing that makes it kadosh is because you're doing what's mutalach. And here, you don't have a choice. You have to do it. So how in the world are you becoming kadosh? That was his point, you know? Kadosh is a person that, wow, you're an amazing person. You did what you didn't have to do. But the Rabbanan made you have to do it. So well, what's it saying, God?
It's called an Isser Kedusha. The relationship is called a relationship of Kedusha. What does that mean? It means it's a type of thing that comes because of the Chachamim's Gzeira. It's just called an Isser Kedusha.
I don't know. I didn't hear it so well.
Meaning it's moving away. I don't want to put words in everybody's love's mouth, but is it, maybe it's moving away from focusing on the gavra to the label being labeling the mitzvah.
Right.
It doesn't sound like he's moving away. He's just saying now it's Asi Shapir.
The lashon of Asi Shapir, the Nikra Kadosh, is mashma that it's not the simple pshat of kadosh, meaning it's not like you would have understood it, that it's the person is a kadosh, like we thought in the kasha. It's shapir mikri, it's enough to be called kadosh. That's, in other words, it satisfies that name, that title of an isser kedusha.
We asked the kasha, it doesn't make sense. And now what we said doesn't make sense. It's Asi Shapir.
I have to use the word. He doesn't have to say the word Asi Shapir. He should just say Nikra. If he's trying to restore the original understanding of Nikra Kadoshu, so Nikra Kadosh, so then if he's that, he doesn't have to say Mikri Shapir. He could just say Mikri.
That's the way you talk. Asi Shapir. That's when you. Now the question is answered.
It's talking extra if he could say Mikri without saying Asi Shapir.
I don't go for these types of diukim. I'm sorry. The guys in my share make these type of diukim all the time. I don't. That's the normal way of talking. If it takes an extra word, it takes an extra word. I know that's Asi
Shapir. It sounds like he's trying to smooth something over. He's not trying to just say
statement. Now it's good. Now my question is answered. No, that's what he sounds like he's saying. I don't see how he answered the question. I just the opposite. I don't see if he's changing, then you don't say Bizel Asi Shapir, then you change. He says Bizel Asi Shapir. Now everything's good.
You know, saying he's good for it's good for Rava. That's what I was saying. But Rava makes sense now, Kaddish, because it goes specifically to Hainu Shnius. Now it's Asi Shapir.
I heard the shot. I just don't like it. First of all, Rava doesn't say anything about Shnius. It's like
Rava's answering why it's Toshnius. Rava's slugging up a bio.
The Gemara says, Ela Kaddish Atma Mutalab doesn't say anything about Shnius. I don't see that.
Wait, what's Rav addressing? Kaddish Asmachon with what? We're asking why is this called, right, a mitzvah of Kedusha? So Abaye says, mitzvah Shoy Dimer Chachamim. It's like, Rav, that can't be.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm still not ready to buy it. I don't know.
Rabbi, can I ask? I came a little bit late. Can I ask a question? Maybe I missed it at the beginning of this year. We had an answer to Rafi's question, Rafi's answer yesterday about the two kavanas. So did Rabbi find fault with that? That we're going on to something else?
No, well, I don't know. Is that what he's saying? In other words, it doesn't really fit so well in his lashon. Now, there's a pshat that Rafi was saying yesterday is that even though if you do something you're obligated to do, you're not a kaddish.
Right.
But since you're thinking that you're doing it, even if you wouldn't be obligated, you're doing.
Is that really true altogether, by the way? That every time this din of shnius, the guy would have done it, like the case of, you know, crossing the street, he would watch because it's a mitzvah. That it doesn't make sense to say that, oh, I'm mechaven. I would have thought about the grandmother, all these different shnios, and I'm being mechaven to do it for that reason. It's not true that you wouldn't do it if the Mishnah didn't say it. It's just, I mean, maybe one in a thousand.
Now that the Mishnah is saying it, I'm going to mechaven.
Say without it. Now that the Mishnah said it, without it, I would do it.
I mean, mechaven for the reason of the Mishnah. But I want to finish the Rabbi Glatt. So, I mean, Rabbi Zone, so I sent Rabbi Zone, he does say such a thing. Maybe that's the best shot we got, but it doesn't really hit the nail on the head. If that's what you meant, Tiritz Rava, you should say Tiritz Rava she yichavein, she mechavein, she moisad mutter g'day. That means that's his kavana. G'day she moisad al asmo. He just doesn't like it. It doesn't seem to spell it out, you know. Like you have to like push it. He said, "Shemaisav al asma la aser amutter." So it means that his kavana is that I'm doing it with this das. It doesn't say it. Mm-hmm. It's not. The truth is, Rav Gedalia, I don't have any other pshat. I'm not ready to buy any of the pshat that the guys are saying. But I'm not sure if he's saying this either, because if I was writing it, I would write Viteritz Rava that Shemechavein Sheritzaino the Kadesh Atma b'Mutzalach V'Daito Shehu Moisav Asmo Kedei Afido in Mutter. I don't know, you know, he doesn't say anything about that. That's his Kavana, and he, you know,
right.
Just doesn't say it. I don't know. Okay. Now maybe that's what he means. Shemaisef Ha'ayu Kedei. Kedei means that's his kavana.
Maybe just a clarification question. If we weren't working on this Ma'ariv Malkum, just let's say we were just reading the Gemara, is there a question that Rava says Kadosh Asma Mutter Lach? It's not true. It's not mutter since the Chacham made the
Shiyas. Yes, it is. In other words, that is true. It's very hard to understand what was the Gemara's kasha and what's Rava's answer. The Gemara, Rava asked that, you're Russia. So what's Rava's answer?
Even the words Rava says doesn't sound true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there is, I sent a Ritva who explains the Gemara. And we say, maybe we should read the Ritva. We should maybe probably read the Ritva. He's saying something different than this Sefer. I happen to like this Sefer because I thought he was saying Rav Zon's Yisai. The only way I could sort of figure out what he's saying is with Rav Zon's Yisai. And I was getting excited that Rav Zon's Yisai is some early Sefer. You know, I'm just not sure that's what he means. Rav Zon does say this Yisoid. If you in that Sefer that I sent yesterday, he says, that's what he said, Rav Zon. I don't know if you people read it. It's a nice piece, you know what I mean? I can read it. Read the piece because it's a nice piece. Eich sarach lios ha-kavana binyane ha-gedor ha-gzeir shokhazal ha-kodesh. What kavana you supposed to have? The Moshe b'nageir isu yichud. In the chavein rak Moshe regidim, and he has nidr b'nei she isu yichud ostra chazal ha-todeshim, yisayi thimisham. In other words, I'm not doing yichud because Chazal said so. Well, speaking God, not sure about this on time. You have to think of the reason why Chazal said so. Shein Godin, they should yoke under the coach, Mr. Arias Chazal Shalom. So he said, you obligated to think of the reason. Like, what came from Muxa, the Moshek, they should coach, Mr. Melach of Shabbos. Tshuva. Nishari Tshuva, Rabbeinu Yoina. That a drabon is better. Because she kind of the mitzvahs yira, the Hashem again yira. You always thought on mitzvahs kudam. And why is rabbanon better? Because you fulfill yira. Why is it yira? The Hashem again Hashem again yira. Because Hashem said kinizam yichud mizan isha mipachta. Because you're doing it because you're afraid. Pen yigoshel be avam. In other words, since you're doing it because you're afraid, you might be nichsho. So then it's an amazing thing. I know then may I share Zarach Hanasha or Yerushim Akim. I read not got the Nitzer whom he packed though, then you got Kosho. No Kamash gain on the shares, I know it's packed and rock this number that she can't see the Kazabos is Yachin. So that's his Diak from Rabbeinu Yonah. That sounds like a good Diak. Nitzer speaks from the item is Rago then Aksha of Oides, time and Shadvarim. Today Jem is Nefak me said. In other words, I have a dual Kabbalah. I'm doing it because Rabbanan said. And even without the Rabbanan, the I and me, I'm doing it because the Rabbanan are right. There is reason to be afraid.
Rebbe, why is this? I don't understand.
Let me just finish during the beginning. Kin Shiva Emma is the family, the Mikhail is the Mitzvah's Yira. The Haino the Raisa. He said, I'm in the Kun, the Saint of Quoshan of Gim, Mitzvah, the Mikhail Mitzvah, the Dain of Quoshan of Gim, the way we do it, we're not Mikhail Yira. So he says that every the speaker is Rago there the time like Zera. Okay. So he wants that. That's what he says. So the question is, does that fit into what he's saying here? The there is Rava. Kadesh Atmacha b'mutterach Shemoizev al Atma Lasser al Mutter Da'ainu Shnias Kadesh al Yavari De Yisrael's Mutterah. So that's what he means, Kadesh. Maybe. I mean, it's not so clear. It's not such a nice reading. Like, the main point that he should be saying is that the person is Mechavid. And that's self-understood, and he's saying that since in other words, he's just saying he explains this is why the Rabbana did it. So okay, I don't know.
If that's what he's saying, that's a Rashi saying, then you've arrived from a Rashi to Rav Zon.
Yeah, right. But I'm just saying it just somehow it just they don't seem to that's spelled out. It definitely doesn't spell it out that you're supposed to, that you have to be mechav in this. Parshib Shah, you have to say anything about Kavana. Kedei just means that's why the Rabbanan said to do it. Kedei, but that's why you're doing it, but not that you have to be mechav in that. I don't know.
Rabbi, on the Etzim Yisoid, don't we understand by derises? We have three times that we understand what the reasons is. By kibbe, by sukkas, we say kibbe sukkas a shafti or taras b'ficha. There's three mitzvahs I think that we say that we have to understand the reasons when you do the mitzvahs. But the other mitzvahs we say because HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded. Now we can learn the chinuch, we can understand the reasons behind it. We can learn time in mitzvahs, but that's not the ikker. It seems to be like Rav Zon is saying it's more important for some reason at their abundant level to try to get it back to connect it to right deraisa. It's like we don't have that by deraisa's batsim.
Yes, because we don't understand Hashem's reasoning, so we can't think of the reason. If we know we probably got the wrong reason, but here, in order to become a deraisa, the whole deraisa that you're having yira shemayim. So if you're not thinking of the reason of yira, then there's no way you can say you're fulfilling the deraisa. Of Yerushalayim, you're not doing Yerushalayim. The mitzvah of Kadesh of Yerushalayim is having fear. So yeah,
I'm saying so. Rabbi, the chiddush is that it's big. In other words, it's more important than the rabbanon to have a kavana of what the reason is of the get then the raisa. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, that's what. Okay, fine. Makes sense. I mean, Rav Zon makes a lot of sense. He's saying, when you do a deraisa, who cares what the reason is? We don't. No one cares what the reason is. As long as you're being mevatel your das, the das HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're getting your mitzvah. That's the reason. why Hashem gave the mitzvah is not really relevant. It doesn't change the ma'isa mitzvah. But over here, the whole ma'isa mitzvah is that you have yiras shamayim. So if you're not doing it in order that you shouldn't come today, the aveira, there's no yiras shamayim. You're just doing it because Rabbanan said so. So he says, according to Rav Zon, you have to have both kavanas. You're doing it because Rabbanan said so. But I'm also very happy that I'm doing it because now I won't come to the Isser. Okay, it's a very nice Rav Zon. I happen to like this Rav Zon. I mean, I remember this Rav Zon. It's a very nice Chiddush. It's a tremendous Chiddush because we do Drabbanans all the time, right? We don't move muksa. We do all kinds, most things that are usher midrabbanan. But we usually we a yichud and muksa and all kinds of things in Shabbos, but we don't usually think that we're doing it because of the harkaka. We're doing it because Rabbanan said so. That's what we think. So Rav Zon is saying a tremendous, the beautiful Rav Zon. I'm just not sure if that's what the Gemara here means. That's what this Meira Dechaya means. Okay, let's look at that at the Ritva. Maybe, in other words, if you would, Rav Zon chat would finish very nicely in the Gemara. I'm not sure if that's what he's saying, but the Gemara would make nice chat. The Gemara's kasha is, if you're doing it just because Achamim said, so you don't have to, no reason why you should be called the Kaddish. There it says it, but I'm doing it for a dual reason. I'm doing it because Achamim called like Rava's Lashon is, it's a mitzvah to do Dibri Achamim. But besides Dibri Achamim, I'm doing it because I'm happy to do it or to make the harchaka because I want to make a harchaka. So since I have that dual kavana, so I'm Nikra Kaddish. Right? That would fit very nicely in the Gemara. I'm really not sure if that's what this person means.
That makes sense in Kaddish Atzmach of a Mutlach. That makes sense.
In other words, because my das is, even if it's Mutter, even without the Rabbanan, even if the Rabbanan would not have answered it, the Rabbanan would just give me an Eitz HaTayva. I would be very happy. I would listen to Rabbanan's Eitz HaTayva. Rabbanan would say, Eitz HaTayva, don't move muksa. So I would also not move muksa. So when I'm not moving muksa, I'm doing it with the das, that even if it's mutralach, I don't want to move it. So it's Kaddish Aswa B'mutralach. Therefore, I get that mitzvah d'oraisa, and therefore I'm nikra kaddish. It fits into the Gemara. I don't see it fitting so nicely into that sefer. Okay, let's see the Ritva. Let's see if we can figure out what the Ritva is saying. Okay, the Rav Zon is very sadistic. Yeah, okay. He says, Amar Rava, Kol Shein Mekayim Dibri Achamim, Kadosh Shudin Al Mikri, Roshan Al Mikri. Hiksha Rabbeinu, my kosher, what's Rava's problem? So Ava Gav, you know, Mekayim Nikar Rasha, Ki Mekayim Shaper, Mikri Kad Kadosh. In other words, there's no sir. We thought Shana the Gash was, if you have to do it because otherwise you're a Rasha, then you're not a Kadosh for doing it. He said, "What's the? Who said? Amro b'medrash. Lama nitzka parashas kedusha parta raish kol parash min arayv nikra kaddish." So you see that even though you have to do it, but still you're nikra kaddish. So I would have said, "What would you say the answer to his kash is?" Well, what would you say the answer to his kash would be? That's the simple answer. What does it mean, go a parish mina erva? What does that mean? The question is, does Karash Min Erba mean that you're not doing the Erba or you're making a Harchaka? So I would have said that that's Gupa what it means. That Eino Chinami, the fact that you're not doing the Arayas itself, You're not called Kaddish. Parash mina erva means you're making your lasher as a mutter. Kaddish has become a mutter law. What?
Rashach once said, there's no power of action. It's either one act towards being a Rasha or an act.
Okay.
One act.
Okay. So that's
or being a tzaddi. There's no power.
I get the, but in light of the, I'm saying the pashtas, okay, I hear. But the pashtas, the Gemara, the pashtas, the Ritva read this Gemara that Rava was Gupa disagreeing with Rav Shach. That's how he read the Gemara. That Rava is saying that if you do it, you're a Rasha, then when you don't do it, you can't be called a Kaddish. Maybe you can be called a Tzad, but you can't be called a Kaddish. That was Rava's Kasha. Correctly, Ritva, well, I'll show you a case where if you do the Avera, you're a Rasha, and if you don't do it, you're a Kaddish. By the beginning of Kedoshim. So I think you have to look in the Chumash there, but many people, I'm under the impression that many people say that Ko'aporech min ar erba nikra kodesh, they don't mean that you don't do the erba itself. They mean you make a harchakas. That's Gupa what it means. Ko'aporech. A porech means that you're making harchakas. And then, of course, and then if you wouldn't make a harchakla, you're not called a rasha. So then he would have no kasha. No,
Rava's saying Rava's talking about the rabbanon level.
When Rava said ko apoyresh min ha'erva nikra kaddish, so we have here standing the abaki and chumash. That means that you don't do the erva itself, or it means you do the harchakla from the erva.
Yes, I would have assumed that it means just. You're Pirish from the Isser. I don't see where in the word Pirish do we see that he is, you know, making takanos and making
hachakos. You're separating. You're not just, you're not Nisser. You're Pirish. Pirish means
You're able to do an Erva and you're separating.
Okay. You must have a Gur Aryeh there and a Mizrahi. What are they saying? Siftei Chachamim. I don't have any here in my office. That's what they say. Here. You know, what do they say?
I don't have it over here.
Anyone have a regular chumash with a siftei achamim? Gur Aryeh? What are they there? Pirish atmo. Does pirish mean that you just didn't do the avera, or pirish means that you were marchik yourself? So I mean, apparently the Ritva learned it like you. Like I just thought that that's not what it meant. In my recollection, Ko'apoyresh, that's just always what I thought, that Ko'apoyresh min ha'erva is that you're making harchakas. You know, anyone, what is the Mefarshim there saying? Anyone have a chumash?
And Rashi says, Kedoshim to you, have a prushim and a rayas, so min ha'averash, a kol makam shata moitzi gather ever at moitzi kedusha.
So Rashi's mashma that it doesn't mean that you're not doing the arayah. It means you're making a gedder. I don't know. Let's see what the Mefarshim is.
Rabbi's referring to Ramban, who says Kaddish Atzucha b'mutalach.
Yeah, but he seems to understand it differently.
Where are you reading? You're in the Yikra.
Kedoshim on Kedoshim. That's the famous Ramban.
Okay, well, yeah, but that's something that's not gedder arayas. I want this Rashi about the coma about going on arayas. Yeah, that was the the Rabban was the you just dominant on anything, but the Prushim because that wasn't because Nisbechad Parshas arayas. He wasn't going with the Medrash that he's bringing Rabban, but Rashi goes with that Medrash. But Rashi says Komo Gatamotzi gedder. So I think that's the way I remember it. That Rashi's learning that it's not, you know, it's maybe it's a machlokes Rashi and the Ritva, that the Ritva is learning Ko'aporech min ha'erva nikra kaddish, and it means like Sandy said, just you don't do the erva, but Rashi has the word geder, So
what's that, Rafi? Do you have the Ramban on the on that in the Chumash?
No, the Ramban had a different right. You are there.
No, but what is Kashi? He has a Kashi on Rashi. Rafi, do you have the Ramban over there?
Not in front of me. I mean, the only reason I know this Rashi, of course, is because it's in the Chedusha Aleph. And Rebbe makes this exact point that, or the Rashiva, I don't know, makes this exact point that you see that for Kedusha, you don't need to be, you know, Masage for Guf and Kiduyim. It's you just have to make Karchakas.
Right. That maybe that's why I remember it from the Chedusha Aleph too.
I have a recollection, Rebbe. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I think I have a chumash here, and that Sifsei Chacham goes on that Rashi and Kedushim to you, and he says the Rashi is bothered by the Ha'ein Kedusha Shayech El B'mashahim Perushim B'nadolim Mina Amnin B'maisa. That's the only way if Kigam B'tzitz is filling the Shar Mitzvah Sasei, Avu B'sheva Altase Ein Nikir Shum Prishas. He said that's a Rashi bothered by. Mataritz have a Perushim, Rotzalemer Dekaya Pashash Al Rayas Del El. Menaveris De Nukir Rashi, Rotzalemer Nami Averish Al Rayas.
Yeah. Okay, but I don't see yet the okay, I don't know. It doesn't relate to our question. Okay, anyway, then
I don't remember that when I was in Rabbi Shir, I remember doing this Rashi, and I'm pretty sure we set it up that it's a Machlokas Rishonim. I don't know if it was this Ritva, but I'm pretty sure that we said this.
I'm sure we didn't see this Ritva unless you were in Yavamas.
I doubt
if we saw this Ritva. We don't learn. We probably learned Chumash with Chumash. So it's an interesting Chayra. It's an interesting Machloika Shaila. The Ramban is asking. The Ritva is asking Akasha, how can Rava say that if you don't do if you would do it, you're a Rasha, and you don't do it, you're not. You're a Kaddish. There's no such thing. In the Ferish of Pasek, you do a Rayas, you're a Rasha. And you don't do a Rayas, you're a Kaddish. Right? That's his gotcha. So I'm just saying that it's interesting that the simple Pshat and Rashi in that he says making a gether, so that Rashi is really answering the Ritva's gotcha. That's not what it means over there. It means
the Ramban says after so Achare Shepardo Yisurim Shasar or some of the Gamri, Bitsiva Bidava Kloli. Says the Ramban, Shania Perushim in Amosros. That's the way wrong.
Ramban's not going on Arayas, so it's a little different. Ramban's not going to avoid Arayas.
Right. You might be Mishkal, he says, you might be Mishkal. Can you Shanem Arshilo Hu tell me the Chacham
and Tzvi on the Mizan Shus? Avoiding Arayas. It's just in general, just
right.
Pushes from everything. Okay, let's see. Anyway, so what the Rizwai answers. But it seems. That it's more offhand, it would sound like it's a machlokes Rashi and the Ritva, which is very interesting. So let's see, what is his answer? The Tirit, the Eel Nikra Kaddish. There's Enoch in Avi. The person is a Kaddish. Avo Ein Roy, the Kroah, the Mitzvah, Isser Kedusha. But the Mitzvah is not called an Isser Kedusha. The Mashmasha Ein Bo Isser Edom Shemdar Kedusha Vavanas. By calling the mitzvah kedusha, you're mashma that the whole thing is kedusha. I think you have to read the low. By calling the mitzvah kedusha, you're implying that that's all there is to it. There's more to the mitzvah than just iser, than this kedusha. There's also iser. So Adam or Rava, so now Rava answered the question. The question was, how can you call it an Isser?
I'm sorry, Rebbe, could Rebbe repeat what he just said?
He's saying like this. He says, on the Gavra, the Gavra becomes Kaddish. But the Mishnah wasn't talking on the Gavra, the person. The Mitzvah was talking about the Mitzvah. The Mitzvah says an Isser Kedusha. The Mishnah, the Lashon Mishnah is Isser Kedusha. So is a kedusha implied that the way we define this mitzvah is kedusha? It's not true. The iser is more than just kedusha. The iser is a real iser. And the gavra, when he fulfills it, he becomes kaddish. But when you look at the iser, you're not looking at the gavra. You're looking at the iser. The iser is a real iser. It also happens to be generate Kedusha, But it's a real Isser. If you don't do it, you're a Rasha. So you wouldn't call it an Isser Kedusha. That's like a wrong nickname. You're talking about the Gavra, and he did it. You think, wow, what an amazing guy. He's a Kaddish. Okay, so that makes sense, because you're emphasizing like the greatest attribute of the person. So the greatest attribute of the person is that he's a Kaddish. But when you're looking at the Isser, the greatest attribute of the Isser is not that it's Kaddish. The greatest attribute of the Isser is that it's Usser. The Isser says it's Usser. The Isser says, don't do this. So you wouldn't describe the Isser. The Isser's purpose, so to speak, is to say, do not do this. If you do this, you are going to be a Rasha. So that's what the Isser is coming in. So you wouldn't describe the Isser as an Isser Kedusha. The Isser, you know, that when the person accomplishes the goal, he's Kaddish. The Isser is not the mitzvah. The Isser is not Kaddish. So he said the Isser you would describe as an Isser. It's an Isser, which if you keep the Isser, you, the Gavra, become Kaddish. The Isser is not Kaddish, you know, so...
But with the Gemara before the Ika Da'amri, the Gemara thought that that's going on Isser Kedusha is going on Monokai and Gadol. The Gemara thought it's going on those, and those are Isser Kedushas.
Okay, I don't know, but we're let me stick with this.
No, I'm saying the logic has to stay. We can't switch the logic.
Okay, I don't know. I don't know. That was a different. I think that was a different reason, because
I understand, but if that's a swara, then that's a swara. It's a kedusha, right?
Okay, I don't know. I don't know whether Rabbi would have asked on the earlier lashon also. I don't know. Okay, I don't know. You stop me. Let me see what he answered, because I'm running late. So let's see how. So that's the Gemara's kasha. So then, what's Rava's answer? And I'm a Rava. Kaddish asma b'mutar lo pirish. Shelo nikris iser kedusha loymar hashem bo adarek kedusha. We're not discussing the mitzvah. We're saying this mitzvah only has in its kedusha, and the loymar. So what's he saying? In other words, he's saying that we're describing why they made the mitzvah. They made the mitzvah in order to make people Kaddish.
Okay, so isn't that what I tried to plug into the Miradachia?
That
Chachamim, the reason why Chachamim did this thing is to be Mikadosh as Ben Mutar Lanu. He's totally shifting it to Chachamim, that Chachamim did it for this purpose.
In other words, the Gavra could be called Kaddish, but we're not talking about the Gavra. We're talking about the Isser. But the Isser is named after why the Chachamim did it. So the Chachamim made this Isser because they did it for the purpose of making people Kaddish. In other words, Shalom Nikra Isser Kedusha Lar Shem Adar Kedusha, and in Loimar Shazed Vin Advarim Shenastru Mikanish Rebbe Mutalam. So it was done to make you Kaddish. Chazal did this for the purpose of making you Kaddish. Okay. But that you thought that's what the other person was saying?
Yeah.
Serious, Rabba. He doesn't know about what the Chazal did.
That is what Rabbanan did to the person. Rabbanan did to the person, she Yosef al Atzmo, you know.
Meisif. Meisif. That's like she Yosef.
But at the end of the day, that is what Rabbanan did to him. That he is boasting about himself a additional kedusha. Through Rabbanan.
And all the pshatim you have Rav Zalman's kasha, since he's obligated to do it, so he's not being baisif. So you have to lechari give Rav Zalman's teretz, no?
I don't think so. Rabbanan did it to him. Rabbanan went ahead and they did this thing to you. They made you, being mosif, isurim on yourself.
Even though you're doing it, I'm doing it with the intention because Rabbanan said so. But since what the Rabbanan said, and there's you saying like, you're saying, I'm doing it for the intention of the Rabbanan. But this is what the Rabbanan did. So by definition, that means that's what I'm doing? What are you?
It's not describing the person. The person is not a Kaddish. According to the Ritzvah, Pshat, and Rava, the person's not necessarily called a Kaddish because he's keeping something he has to keep. But it's called an Isser Kedusha because that's the nature of the Isser V'cham Gave.
But the Kaddish Yisrael, but Hagufa, how is it Mekaddish Yisrael? Since the Yisrael is not called a Kaddish because the truth is he himself in the last Rashi in the piece he said it doesn't make the Yisrael Kaddish. He disagreed with the person the other parish. In other words, Baal learns that it does make the person Kaddish. That's the difference. In other words, Baal learns that even in the Gemara's Kasha, the Gemara was granting that it makes the person Kaddish. The only problem is that we wouldn't call the mitzvah by that name. So then the answer is, since it makes the person Kaddish, so that's why the Rabbanan did it. So the Rabbanan did this mitzvah for the purpose of making the person Kaddish. So that's why it's called Isser Kedusha, because the Rabbanan made this for the purpose of making you Kaddish. Because he has no problem how it makes you Kaddish. It's very different than the other person. The other person could not understand how it makes you Kaddish, because doing something that you're obligated to do does not make you Kaddish. The Ritzvah never has that problem. The Ritzvah says, doing something that you're obligated to do could make you Kaddish. So therefore, the only kasha is that we're not talking about the gavra, we're talking about the mitzvah. So the answer is yes, we're talking about the mitzvah, but the mitzvah was made to make the gavra kaddish. And so that's easy. I'm arguing you said, I don't think you can take what he says and put into this Eiser Gainin. Sorry. Because the Ritzvah held, even in his kasha, that the mitzvah succeeds to make you Kaddish. That's what he asked in the first piece. So what was the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara's kasha is, but you're not talking about the mitzvah. You're talking about the person. You're talking about the mitzvah. So the answer is, since the mitzvah was made to make you Kaddish, so we say this is a mitzvah that the whole purpose of this mitzvah is to make you Kaddish. So we nicknamed the mitzvah Kaddish, because that's what the mitzvah was purpose was. The reason why the Chazal made the Takana is because they wanted to bring about that result that you should be Kaddish. So that's why the mitzvah is named Kaddish, because it's named after the result. The mitzvah is named after why we made it. But in the other person, Mira Dizchaya, I can't pronounce it.
Mardachia.
What? You know the pronoun?
Mardachia.
What? Maramira. What?
Is that the Mardachia? Is that the same?
Mardachia. Okay, thank you. What does that mean? I don't know. So the Mardachia. Okay. So the whole purpose is the Gemara's original kasha was, it does not make you Kaddish, because doing something that you're obligated to do cannot make you Kaddish. So you can't say, well, the Rabbanan made it to make you Kaddish.
Why not? If I force someone not to do something, I'm telling him, listen, I want you to demarcate yourself from this thing. This is, you know, it's a chaka. You should do this. And he says, no. And I forced him not to do it. At the end of the day, he didn't do it.
Because that was his whole kasha was, when you do something that you got, if you don't do it, you're a rasha. So you're not kaddish. Because you had it.
In a regular mitzvah, we know that there's the level of Rasha, Tzaddik, and Kadosh. So you can't go from Rasha to Kadosh. You go, you fulfill a mitzvah, you become a Tzaddik. You don't become a Kadosh. But over here, when the whole purpose of the mitzvah was to make you a Kadosh, yeah, so then you are a Kadosh. Then you could go from Rasha to Kadosh.
I have a pshara.
Is it you're saying that the problem is that you can't jump? I thought the problem was that a kaddish means a person who's like doing extra. And a person who is, you see, the Chafetz Chaim is a tzaddik. He's not doing extra. He's doing what he's supposed to do. Tzaddik does that what he's supposed to do. But a kaddish means he's doing extra. So how can, if you're obligated to do it,
when Chachamim said we want you to do Lulav Kol Shiva, yeah, they have some kind of reason over there why they want you to do that. Yeah, and by you fulfilling that, that's not going to make you a kaddish. You're obligated to do that. But when Chachamim come and say that the whole purpose of this is to be mekaddish you, yeah, so then although you're obligated to do that, here you could go from not being a rasha to going to being a kaddish.
I don't understand.
Well,
I don't know.
I have a pshara.
All right, yeah, we're in a pshara.
The pshara is, it's something that you don't have to do, but we expect you to do, because the Maharsha said that it's called Kodosh because the Torah said Kodosh by a nozir, because he stopped drinking wine, even though it's mutter. But he was required to do it because he saw the soito. So I'm saying, like, he didn't chayev to do it, but he's expected to do it. There's a tviya if he doesn't do it. So it is extra, but you're expected to do it. That's what the Maharsha said, because that's the source for Gdusha, because Ben Nazir it says Kodoshia, and the Maharsha writes that that's the source that it's as a Kodosh.
Okay, I'll have to look at that Maharsha. Okay, I don't. Anyway, I'm not very clear. I'll have to look at the Maharsha. Meaning that. But let me just summarize, because I gotta go. So it comes out as follows. First of all, we suspect that there's a machloikas in China that Rash and that Medrash in the beginning of Kedosha, which whether the withdrawal here seems to learn get that not doing the arayas itself makes you Kaddish, and Rashi seems to learn making a gether. Okay, interesting. Second of all, the Rav Zalman is very interesting. Nothing to do with that. You have to go ahead and think that you're doing it for the purpose that I want to make a harchaka. Because you have to, otherwise, there's no Yirin Shemayim. If you say like Rav Zalman, you could answer the Gemara's kasha. The question is that the answer? In other words, the Gemara asks the kasha, why are you Nikra Kaddish? So the Kohen Rav Zalman, the answer would be because you have that kavana that I want to be a Kaddish. I'm not just doing it because of Nikra Rasha. So Rav Zalman would answer the Gemara's Kasha. The question that we're unsure about is if that's what this mirror, whatever the, I can't pronounce it again, I forgot how you pronounce it.
Dachim means Tahar in Unkelist.
Okay.
Medrash says it's talking about Mordechai. Mor Dror is Mari Dachia.
Okay. So whether that is the is that what he's saying, or is he saying Sandy is saying that he's saying something else? Sandy's saying that he's saying that since the Rabbanan did it for the purpose of making you Kaddish, because when they made it, it was Mutralach. So then. And then when they put it on you, it continues the way when they made it. And it's a continuation of Kaddish Atzmach of a Mutterlach, because that's what they did. They did a Kaddish, they took something that's Mutter. And so that's not, I think that's what you're saying, that they took something that's Mutter and they made it Kaddish Atzmach Mutterlach, and then they gave that to all the people. So that's what they package, a Kaddish Atzmach of a Mutterlach. Okay, I'm not sure if I hear that so well. You're saying with the Rasha, I'll have to look at. Okay, and the Ritva sounds like, I thought the Ritva was giving a different answer. That the Ritva is saying, well, in other words, he's okay, because he never had a problem that it doesn't make you Kaddish. So his problem was only that you can't call it. So the Ritva, it's very easy that we can call it Kaddish, the mitzvah Kaddish, because the purpose of the mitzvah was for the whole reason why Chazal made it is to make the person Kaddish. So therefore we call it a mitzvah Kaddish, because that's what that's what the, or Isra Kedusha, because that's why Chazal made it. So we go by the reason. Okay. All right. I'm gonna stop, even though I'm not fully. Go ahead, I don't fully get it yet. I think the guys, if they have extra time, it would be nice, because at least one thing is clear, to look up in the beginning of Vayikra there in Kedoshim, if it's a machlekes, what Rashi means when Rashi says gather, because it is pretty clear from the Ritva that he's not learning gather. So is it a machlekes Rashi and the Ritva? That would be a little bit interesting to see. And okay, then and if it's next Sunday, so I'd like to go to that, you know, to the next piece of Gemara, where the Gemara asked, you know, and I sent that little sheet a little bit. It's a little interesting. Okay, Shikayach, everybody.
Thank you, and have a good Shabbos.
Shabbos.
Shabbos. Shabbos.